build protection and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The CEO of Twitter is expected to be subpoenaed next week by senators accusing the media giant of censoring content for political purposes. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Ted Cruz says the Judiciary Committee will vote next week to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey after Republicans noted the platform's decision to limit the spread of stories involving alleged wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. Senator Cruz among those criticizing Twitter for taking the steps after the content was disputed by the Biden campaign. Cruz going so far as to call the editorial decision election interference. Senator Lindsey Graham says it amounts to an abuse of power at what he calls a level that is truly dangerous. Bob Agnew reports.
President Trump visited Florida, one of the big battleground states in the upcoming election today. He told a crowd in Fort Myers that he pledges the nation's seniors will be first in line for coronavirus vaccines.
We have just finalized a partnership with CVS and Walgreens, two places you know pretty well, I guess, to immediately deliver the vaccine directly to nursing homes at no cost to our seniors.
U.S. authorities have arrested and charged a former defense secretary of Mexico with helping to smuggle thousands of pounds of drugs into the United States.
Prosecutors accused General Salvador Cienfuegos Cepeda of acting on behalf of the H-2 cartel from 2012 to 2018 while he was serving as Mexico's defense secretary. They say intercepted BlackBerry messages show the general, in exchange for bribes, ensured Mexico's military did not conduct operations against the cartel, allowing it to smuggle cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana into the U.S. Cienfuegos is also accused of alerting cartel leaders to a U.S. investigation, including cooperating witnesses and informants. I'm Ben Thomas.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 112 points, but the NASDAQ plunged 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Early voting has not even begun here in Nevada, but mail-in ballots have already exceeded the number for the entire 2018 election cycle. As of yesterday, Nevada Secretary of State's office reports more than 90,000 mail ballots have been returned, surpassing the entire 2018 general election mail-in slash absentee voting total of more than 87,000. Here in Clark County, registered Democrats have tripled the number of ballots returned by Republicans, 27,000 ballots to 9,000. Early voting in Nevada begins tomorrow, and it goes through October 30th. Election day, of course, is November 3rd. Hundreds of thousands of applicants who filed for unemployment claims through the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program are about to receive some bad news, an ineligibility letter. The State Unemployment Office said more than 217,000 PUA ineligibility letters have been sent out questioning the claims. Now, state officials say that in each case, the filer did not follow through with some request for information or the claim was flagged for questionable identity. Individuals affected can appeal that determination.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
If you're on the Southern Beltway, you already know what I'm about ready to say. And you do have some heavy volumes out there. Westbound 215 at Valley Verde, also 215 east at St. Rose. Slow through there, and 215 eastbound at Gillespie, tap the brakes.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song in just a bit. The president is the busiest man in America today. He has already given speeches in Fort Myers, Florida, Ocala, Florida, and he is going to be winging his way and speaking just after 4 o'clock our time in Macon, Georgia. This president is amazing. Maybe we all should get a dose of Regeneron because he is energized, super energized, absolutely amazing. Really, we're going to be talking a lot about what happens tomorrow. First day of early voting. Many of you, 90,000 of you, have already voted by mail. But we'll be talking about that in just a bit. The one thing I want to stress is that while this is a presidential election year, there are issues, there are candidates that are out there that are vitally important to our lives, especially those that are statewide candidates or those that are assembly or state senate candidates. Those are important races for all of us. And joining us now, Ronnie Najaro. He is the senior advisor to the Libre Initiative Action, and he joins us. Ronnie, how you been?
Kevin, how's it going? I've been good. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. It's always a pleasure to join you and your audience.
It's always fun. We always laugh and giggle, but we talk about a lot of good stuff. I want to ask you about what's at stake. We know that there is a presidential election. It's going to dictate the course of our nation for decades to come. But there are races here in Nevada that are going to be vitally important to the folks that live here, right here in Nevada. And Libre Initiative Action is taking a very active role, a proactive role, really, in this election with a grassroots effort aimed at candidates. Can you talk a little bit about what Libre Initiative Action is going to be doing over the course of the next 18 days?
Absolutely, and you hit the nail right on the head, Kevin. You know, there's a saying that says politics is local. And in this case, you mentioned what's at stake here in the state of Nevada. Well, it's very simple. Our economic recovery and economic situation as a state is pretty much hanging in the balance if Southern Nevadans don't make the right choice when it comes down to who are we going to elect going into our state house, our state legislature, and our state assembly. I don't know if a lot of our listeners know this, but right now, I'll give you an example. In the state Senate, we are only one vote away from having a supermajority that can raise taxes on all Nevadans with unilaterally. What I mean by that is there is a current majority in the Senate held by the Democrats that are one seat away from taking control of a supermajority in the Senate, which would give them the absolute power to raise our taxes in the state of Nevada. This is super important, and that's why the Libre Initiative Action is taking a very aggressive approach to try to ensure that we are supporting candidates that are going to champion policies that are going to put forward economic opportunity, not only for the Hispanic community, but also for Southern Nevadans and all Nevadans as a whole. When you look at what are we going to do with the economic recovery, there is going to be a lot of discussion next legislative session about revenue and how are we going to generate more revenue as a state. Revenue simply means more taxes, and we need to be ready to support candidates that are going to not only hold the line against raising taxes, but also improving our educational system, improving our healthcare system, and the way our government is held to account on its fiscal responsibility.
Again, Ronnie Najaro joining us, a senior advisor to the Libre Initiative Action. And we saw in the last session how the Democrats in the legislature, they ignored the Constitution. And it took James Settlemyer and others to file suit to make sure that that they stayed with the, you know, kept coloring inside the line. Can you talk a little bit about what happened last session and how they just flaunted the Constitution?
Well, thankfully, there's a thing called checks and balances. And as you all know, it's part of the Nevada Constitution that states specifically in order for anything to raise revenue or taxes in our state, it requires a two-thirds majority vote. There was a lot of back and forth on that. Thankfully, the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of the state rules in favor of upholding that two-thirds majority vote. But now it's in our hands as Nevadans, and that's what the Libre Initiative Action is endorsing. State Senator Heidi Ganzer from District 15 in Reno. We're supporting April Becker for Senate District 6 here in Las Vegas. And we're also supporting candidates in the Assembly, Andy Matthews at Assembly District 37, and also Dr. Stephen Delisle in Assembly District 29. These are candidates that we feel have taken a commitment to not only champion policies that are going to hopefully fight back a lot of that tax appetite in our state legislature, but also are going to lead in a way that's going to bring people together and not divide people apart. And these are four races in state that we feel if we're successful in getting support around these candidates, we can be going into a very different reality in the 21 legislative session that we're going to be able to not only fight back any proposed taxes such as your income taxes or your property taxes, but also make the necessary reforms to actually have accountability in education, have accountability in the way we're spending our tax dollars, so that we can be on a better path to economic recovery. These are all issues, Kevin, that are not only important for the Latino community, but also for Southern Nevadans at large.
And I've talked with members of the legislature, and they tell me that even if we win a couple or maybe three of these races, we may not win all of them, but if we win two or three of these races, it can totally change the way Democrats deal with Republicans in the legislature. Right now, they disregard us. I mean, they relegate us to potted plant status, and they just ignore us. Now they'll have to actually negotiate with us, which is something they don't have to do now.
Well, it's absolutely necessary, and you see it, and that's contributing to a lot of this in politics in general. It's contributing to a lot of this polarization because you're right. When there's too much of a balance of power in one way and not so much the other, the majority voice always will seek to advance their agenda, and they're rightfully there to do so. But what we're trying to do here is not only are we trying to support candidates that are going to agree with the policy we want, these are candidates that we're supporting that are also going to, when put in a situation, when it comes down to negotiating, they're going to do so in a way that's going to actually listen and try to work towards common solutions that benefit us all. And that's what we're really involved in this effort, because what we're seeing here, we're at a tipping point. I think in Nevada, we're at a tipping point where, you know, we're not that far away. The state is changing significantly. And if we don't start coming together and actually championing ideas that are going to reduce taxes, that are going to unleash economic opportunities for everybody, that are going to give our kids more choices in education so that they can get the best education they possibly can, regardless of what zip code they live in. If we don't start looking at these policies, our state could be in for a very, very, very dangerous future in the years to come if we don't get it right this time.
Hey, Ronnie, and by the way, Ronnie Najaro joining us, senior advisor to Libre Initiative Action. For those that don't know, what is Libre Initiative Action?
Right, so the Libre Initiative Action is a political action committee, and we're committed to working with anybody that wants to advance positive policies that are going to promote the well-being and self-sufficiency of the Hispanic community and the nation. And like I mentioned to you already, we support candidates that are going to drive and champion those policies that are going to empower our communities. They're going to grow our economy. They're going to improve our healthcare and educational systems. And really what it all boils down to is policies that are going to enable individuals to reach their American dream, contribute to society on their own terms with the least amount of government involvement and interference and overreach as possible. People just want to live, prosper, support their families. They don't really need a lot of these outside interventions from the government. People just want to work and be productive.
Ronnie, for decades, the Hispanic community was viewed as a monolithic voting bloc, and it all centered around immigration, and that's it. I've come to learn just in the last 4 or 5 years that the Hispanic vote is not monolithic, and it's not all about immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform, or anything like that. Can you tell me just from your knowledge of our state, what is it that the Hispanic community wants from its politicians?
You know what? The Hispanic community, you're right, Kevin. It's not a monolithic community. In fact, here in Nevada, it's almost about 30% of our population. But what it all comes down to and what Hispanics really want is what every other American wants also, and that's the opportunity to have a better future for themselves, for their families, be able to have a job, be able to contribute, and really live out their dreams, right? They want to have access to education that's going to prepare our children to have, you know, the same opportunities anyone else has, right? And the way we believe that's possible is through promoting educational freedom policies like school choice, like education savings accounts and opportunity scholarships, because we know those types of policies empower parents and give our children the ability to learn as best as the system can find their individual needs. So we really just want the same thing most Americans want. Immigration is a very personal issue. It's an issue that strikes at the heart of the Hispanic experience, but it's not the only issue. At the end of the day, Hispanics want opportunity, they want jobs, and they want to contribute positively to this country like everybody else.
I'm just curious, when you say school choice, is it a good bet that all of these candidates that you are supporting are talking about school choice and school choice, as the president has talked, for every family in America? Is that what you're hearing from these candidates?
Absolutely. When you look at someone like Heidi Gansert up in Reno in Senate District 15, she actually carried the Opportunity Scholarship bill last session in 2019, and she's been a champion on this issue for a very long time. April Becker has also expressed a deep commitment to looking for accountability in the way our educational resources are allocated. Stephen DeLisle, the same thing. Stephen DeLisle is actually is going to be a champion for a lot of the issues that Hispanics really care about, which is health care. You know, this current COVID-19 crisis has really, really brought to light some of the problems our healthcare system has. And although reforms have been made in the interim to deal with this crisis, such as allowing telemedicine to expand, allowing nurses to expanding, waiving some of the licensing requirements that allow health practitioners to exercise their skills across state lines, these are policies that help Latinos, but also that we feel should be made permanent. And Stephen DeLau on this issue is going to be a very strong voice for not only bringing about better healthcare reforms, but actually helping to provide more transparency and more and better access to that. And then you have to talk to somebody like Andy Matthews in Assembly District 37, who's really an ideas guy. He's been fighting for these kinds of reforms for years, back when he was the president of Nevada Policy Issues Institute, really sounding the alarm on respectful, responsible government spending, stopping government overreach. These are all principles that not only benefit the Latino community, but also benefit us all.
Ronnie, how are you going to help in these final 18 days? How are you going to help these candidates? Is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it door knocking? What is the kind of stuff you guys can do?
That's a great thing. You know what? We're actually going to knock on 26,000 doors just next week.
Wow.
We're talking to voters on the ground about these issues, taking the message directly to them. We've been on the phones now for a month, making over 100,000 telephone calls to active and likely voters here in the state. And we also have digital ads and obviously a big aggressive mail effort campaign that we've been engaging in for now for about a month. And we're going to continue that up until Election Day, encouraging the vote and hoping to put Nevada back on track for pro-freedom policies, pro-economic growth policies, and better policies that are going to help us all recover once this crisis is over.
And suffice to say, it's not just Libre Action that's involved in this. Americans for Prosperity Action is also participating in this, are they not?
Absolutely. Americans for Prosperity Action shares our same values and our same principles on what we feel is going to get Nevada growing and on track to become a free and more economically free state. And they share our ideas and they share our interest in these candidates and they share the commitment to making sure that we get the right candidates and that we support these kind of policies that are going to take us all forward.
In our final 45 seconds, if folks want to help you in this 18-day push for these outstanding candidates across the state, how can they do that? How can they help you?
Definitely. We're always looking for volunteers, passionate individuals that want freedom and want liberty in Nevada. Visit our website, afcaction.com, or you can visit the LibraInitiativeAction.com. There you'll see a lot of information about us. We hope we can have you guys, and remember, it's very important we get out and vote. This next couple weeks and really make our voices heard, because our economic recovery and our economic ability as a state is hanging in the balance.
Ronnie, always good to visit with you. You guys are always right in the middle of things. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see how it turns out 18 days from now.
Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Ronnie Najaro, the senior advisor to the Libre Initiative Action. They, along with Americans for Prosperity Action, announcing a campaign for Nevada candidates. And these are all really good people. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is 18 days from Election Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Is it okay for pastors to discuss politics from behind the pulpit, and don't they have a responsibility to do so? A theologian and professor of biblical studies joins me.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on Election Day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Hey, Las Vegas, let's face it. Banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Really?
Dollar Loan Center.
Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle. Your loan company charges too much, and we can't wait to show you how easy it is at the DLC and how much you can save. Get up to $5,000 in minutes without a checking account and absolutely no collateral required like at the other companies. It's 100% free to apply, and there's no penalties if you pay off your loan early. We have over 50 locations and give you up to a year to pay back your loan.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let you hear from the president. This guy is amazing. He was up early and spoke in Fort Myers, Florida, just finished a speech in Ocala, Florida, and now is winging his way to Macon, Georgia. This guy is nothing short of amazing. This was the president speaking with senior citizens, talking Medicare with seniors in Fort Myers, Florida. Here it is.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare or your Social Security. As a candidate, I made a sacred promise that I'd strengthen, protect, and defend your Medicare benefits, and that's exactly what I've done. I've done that, right? My administration's fought to deliver greater security, affordability, fairness, economic stability to our nation's seniors. Under 8 years of the previous administration, premiums for Medicare health plans went up, including a 25% increase right here in Florida. That's for the previous people. Under my administration, we've lowered Medicare Advantage premiums by a number nobody even believes, 34% nationwide. And today, it's the lowest level in 14 years. Did you know that, Ron? That's not a bad thing for you to put into your speech, right? Who would think that? No, but seriously, we've brought it way down. They've done a great, this group over here, they've done a great job. Thanks to our efforts, there are 2,000, thank you. There are 2,000 more Medicare Advantage plans today than there were 3 years ago, Seema. That's incredible. Think of that. That means more choice and more competition for better care at a much lower cost. When we rapidly expanded telehealth for Medicare beneficiaries during the pandemic, the number of telehealth users increased from 14,000 a week to 1.7 million a week. What's that percentage? Yet all of this danger, it's all in danger because if these other people get in, they will end all of that.
Yeah, they will. And by the way, the Seema Verma, the head of CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, CMS is what they call it.